Glick.
Gauza.
After he was spotted riding a stationary bicycle in the Buff by a maintenance worker, Haynes simply said, quote, I'm working out, end quote. Police arrived to find Haynes vigorously masturbating outside the complex.
As one does.
While lying in the grass. He's currently in jail on $700 bond and will need to find a new place to live when he's released, as he's been evicted from Andover Place.
Aw, poor dear. Sorry, Mr. Haynes.
Hey, next week it is our Oscar show. We will help you win your pool. Until then, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Always a pleasure.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
good times aren't over just 'cause you're no fun. Yeah, you got me thinking about your concerns, though they're not unfounded, they're my truths to learn. If you want, if you wanted to, you'd give a little time. You can't have your values, you can't hold them tight, but it's where thinking, and it's now tonight. You may think you see me begging on my knees, but you've never known me. I mean, baby, please. 'Cause if you wanted to, you'd give a little time. If you want,
not so blue, and I yoking the axe and the power too. Sat on a branch that was 20 foot tree and never knew what I was going through. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. And I looked out over the windowsill to the wax and the clay, the wings I built. I flew up over the clouds and there, so so high right to the sun. I was blind, 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 I was blind. And I flew up over the river's edge, looking over valleys for a hiding place. I was swept away by the rays of the sun, and I felt so free. With wings spread out, I flew just like a dove, out from where I had been. On a gust of wind and 100 miles, found my way to a lonely isle. Down in the trees I could hear you sing, a beautiful melody, pure and free. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. In a willow tree, we flew back over the darkened sea. But as I rose, I felt my wings get hotter and hotter in a burning flame. I was blind, 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 I was blind. And I flew up so high into the sun. I remember dreaming and wondering why. Like, why does the river fall over the canyons and come crashing down? And why do the leaves fall from out of the trees and turn shades of brown? And I fell back down to the riverbed from the heat of the fire that did me in. I'm back to the tree where I started from, and I'll see you again in the rising sun. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. So I took my time while the wind just blew, and the yoke and the axe and the pollard too. Sat on the branch of a 20 foot tree and never knew what I was going through. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind, I was blind.
It's hard pick up my stuff and
mind.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Over It from Petty Marls. Before that, Hot Tub Wingman from Power Slut. Before that, Star, the full band version from Belly. Before that, Blind from Brian Carpenter and the Confessions. And we started out with the Cop Show from Hey Now, Morris Fader. And now we're going to hear some Carissa Johnson.
Ain't got no friends. to look too far past, beyond what I have built for today, for now. It's so very hard not to get lost in the worries about tomorrow. Where will it all go? How will it be? 'Cause I'm one foot out the door, outside of these walls. I'm one foot out the door, outside of these walls that I was born into. I'm flawed like every inch of the earth, and perfectly imperfect too. I might call you up in tears because I'm quick to fall apart, especially in the winter time, 'cause frozen.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Perfectly Imperfect from Sarah Blacker, No Friends from Off and On, and Only Roses from Carissa Johnson. And now we have a special guest here in the studio, Chris Mulvey from Pale Monsters. Hello, Chris.
Hello. How's it going?
Sounds good. Good radio voice there.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Yeah. It's a lot of practice. Like, you can't really use auto-tune around that stuff, you know.
No, you just got to come natural. You got to bring it up from the gut.
Yep.
Full-bodied voice. You can't stay in the head voice. It's got to be the body voice.
Yeah. So we're gonna hear some new stuff from you guys. You wanna give us like a spiel?
Sure. So So we're putting out an album in March. The album will drop on March 12th. It is called Are You Feeling Alive? It'll be available on all of your favorite digital retailers. So, you know, the iTunes, Amazon, and of course you can find it directly through palemonsters.com or through our Bandcamp page as well. We'll be having a big party on March 10th at the Lizard Lounge to celebrate with the Life Electric and the Quarters. We're very excited, and we hope folks can come on down to the show and listen to some great music and hang out and have a good time with us. And then we hope that people are excited enough to check out the new music on March 12th when it drops digitally.
Cool. So what are we going to hear first?
So I think what I'll play right now, so we put out a single back in October, All This Time We Wait, which has gotten a very warm reception both, locally as well as nationally. And we've been very excited with that. But I think, you know, let's try something brand new since folks haven't had a chance to hear anything off the album. Other than All This Time We Wait, I figure today we will play what will be the second song on the album. It is a song titled Pale Monsters. Oddly enough, it is actually where we got the band name. So the song was around before we named the band. And we decided that we liked the name so much we'd name the band that. And then we never got around to renaming the song. So that's the kind of backstory there.
Yeah, so we're stuck.
Yeah, I guess we are. We're in the very warm company of, I guess, Black Sabbath is a band that decided to name a song after their band, or I guess vice. It doesn't really matter what was named first, right? Like, we have a song that has the same name as our band, so that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this is the I'm gonna hit play right now and yeah. Stop talking, everybody. But this is Pale Monsters by Pale Monsters on the on our upcoming album, Are You Feeling Alive?
Awesome. That was pretty amazing. The synth sounds on there are like really killer.
Yeah, so that's funny that you mentioned that because as we were listening to that, I got a text from the drummer, Pale Monsters drummer, Travis Richter, who said to mention how awesome Mike is on that track. So Mike Ward is our synth player.
Yep.
And he also, you know, He also plays guitar as well, so there's a little bit of the guitar there, but I will take credit for the lead guitar on that track because I did get to play that. But Mike is pretty much like a musical wizard, you know, in the studio and just in general. He always comes up with some pretty amazing stuff.
So does Travis send you text messages while you're playing live, or just when you're on the radio?
I don't check my phone live, but I don't count it out as a possibility. But you know, since I'm not checking, unfortunately, I cannot confirm or deny that he sends me text messages while I'm performing live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, unless there's like a song about texting, I think usually it's not a good thing to be texting while you're
doing pretty much anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything other than nothing at all.
Well, actually, I think it would be funny if you know, people texted while they're fighting, you know.
Yeah, I actually tried.
That would be kind of edgy.
Yeah, an edgy way to have a fight. I think I'm actually getting text messages from him right now. Mm-hmm. So he says hello. Everybody out in radio land,
hello Travis.
Says hello. He's listening, which is good, so I can't say anything negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't say things negative on you know, this is a family radio station.
Yeah. So. Yes, I know. Yeah. I believe some folks have been reprimanded for poor behavior in the past. I know at least a couple of my formerly local friends have been reprimanded for poor behavior on the radio.
We had to run them out of town.
Yeah, exactly. And then they got ran out of town right out to L.A. So.
Yeah. Now they're famous out there.
Right on.
And so, we love them.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's the track Pale Monsters. Second song on the album. Song we're really excited to share. Lots of cool stuff about the track. Literary references to Moby Dick was kind of the lyric thing. And then, oddly enough, was a song that we were not going to record. But our producer, John Lupfer, talked us into it because he loved the song and convinced us, like, hey, guys, this song is really awesome. You should record it. And it's one of those things where, like, when you're going in the studio, you're like, oh, no. That's not the one we want to do. And then when you get, like, as you finish up, you're like, well, that might be one of the best sounding tracks. So it's like, so we have John to thank, and obviously for convincing us to do it. And we're very, very happy with the way it came out.
All right. So you want to play us another track?
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Let me do some maneuvering here. So this is, I'm going to play the last song on the album. So this is would be a bit of a change of pace if people have listened to us a bit. This song is a little slower and less loud than the last one. It's called Gone. You tell me when we're ready.
Yep, we're ready right now.
All right, so this is Gone. Thank you.
to go. Already gone too far. It's a fire, not a spark. When it falls apart, remember what you are.
Quite a ballad there.
Thanks. Yeah, so that's the song Gone. It will be the last song on our upcoming album, Are You Feeling
Alive? That'll be a good last song, yeah.
Yeah, nice closer to close everything
out. Yeah, it's like
out.
When you're listening to an album and then you just sit there in silence for a while going, wow, that was an amazing album.
Well, I hope people have that feeling. We've been, the folks that have checked it out on the kind of national review circuit have been into it, which has been really great. And I hope people, when they have an opportunity, give it a listen and you know, purchase it the way people do these days and check it out on Spotify and all that kind of stuff. We're very excited to get it out there. So,
yeah, and I'm really digging the sound where you're taking the influence. We were just talking off the air a little bit about Bowie and how. You're kind of expressing more of a Bowie influence than you had before in Muy Cansado, but it's like you can tell that there's some Bowie influence, but you're not trying to sound exactly like Bowie or anything. You're just like, it's like a sound world that's like influenced by it, but you know it's definitely you're writing your own tunes.
Yeah, no, thank you for sure. And for those folks that are out there listening, for years folks in the local scene knew me from We Cansado, which is a band I was in for,
which I love that band.
I love that band too. It was an awesome experience being in We Cansado. With Pale Monsters, we definitely, especially Mike and I, the synth player who, as I mentioned, also plays guitar, a tremendously talented guy. Him and I, I met with each of these folks, Travis, Kevin, and Mike before, and kind of contacted them and said, hey, I'm thinking of doing this new project and I'd really like you to be a part of it. And Mike and I agreed that the kind of thing to reach for was late 70s Bowie and to be in that space and, you know, just kind of have that kind of, you know, feel that you get when you hear it. And I especially think, with him and the soundscapes that he creates, he's really able to help us capture that feeling.
Yeah, really digging it.
Yeah, thank you. That particular song, it's always weird to talk about lyrics, but there's those lyrics, you know, kind of about, you know, family and I think you know, life and I think obviously death. If you listen to them, there's mm-hmm. there's a bit of that in there. And it's, that particular track, we took an approach in the studio, which was pretty awesome. Which I've done in the past with John Lupfer, who we recorded with, was you know, we kind of just we open all the doors and in the studio. Often you have isolated rooms where you're recording different things, and that can really allow you to get some really awesome sounds. But then there's another approach where you just open the doors up and you let everything bleed. You don't have the opportunity to edit like you would if you don't do that. So it's kind of a, it creates a unique feel, but you really capture the performance in the moment. And we took that approach with Gone because we knew that that would capture something a little bit, a different kind of feel. You know, that kind of, and you can, it's weird because, you know, maybe somebody might listen to it and not hear it, but you can really hear the air in the room that you know, between myself and Kevin and Mike and Travis that was out there while we were performing that performance. Because, you know, that's just one performance in time that you hear there. So it's a really cool way to do it. And it gets this kind of open, airy kind of feel to it that really contributes to the feel of that song.
Yeah, that was really cool and really neat to hear that different side of your talent.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yep. So, what are we gonna hear now?
So, I think we'll end off on the single that I mentioned earlier, "All This Time We Wait," which is a song that we released via Bandcamp and our website back in October. You know, as a primer for this album, we just put out a video to it. I think it was at the beginning of last week. So and you can find that on our website. And you know, it's on Vimeo and YouTube, so please check it out. The video is a really cool concept that Kevin, the bassist, and I came up with, which, you know, just really features a lot of cool scenes around the city of Boston via bike and car. And you know, there's a story that has to do with the lyrics of the song that are told through the action of the bike and the inaction in the car. But it's very, you know, if you watch the video, like, it's very Boston because you'll see, like, you know, me riding my bike without actually seeing me, but you'll see the bike cam on the Charles River, you know, that bike ride, which I just love doing. And yeah, it also features some great harmonies from Kevin in this particular song, and, you know, who is an awesome member of the band as well. So, you tell me when you're ready, and yep. We'll play "All This Time We Wait," which is the single from upcoming album "Are You Feeling Alive?" Again, out on March 12th, and we hope folks listen and will join us on March 10th at the Lizard Lounge to celebrate the release.
Awesome! So we're ready to go. Really digging those synths.
Thank you. Thank you. I will send, well, we are sending our regards out to Mr. Ward via this radio program. He's, as I said, he's a musical wizard.
All right. So let's remind folks of the show at the Lizard Lounge.
Yeah, Lizard Lounge, March 10th. Doors at 8:30. It's going to be a great night. I would recommend, so there's, you can find the event on the Lizard Lounge website, obviously also on Facebook. I'd recommend getting tickets early because the Lizard Lounge isn't the biggest place. They like to sell
that out.
Yeah. So get tickets early just to be safe. And then the album drops on March 12th. We are super excited to share these new songs, and two of them are just debuted here tonight. So
honored.
That's exciting. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Cheers. Yeah. And everybody listening, thanks for listening. Hope you guys have been digging everything. You can find out more information about the band at palemonsters.com.
All right. Thanks a lot.